Ryan Bradley, an All-Ireland semi-final to look forward to. Talk to me about your year so far. What has particularly impressed you as players about how you've played?
Probably this year we've probably been a wee bit more attacking. We got a bit of stick from last year, probably been a bit too defensive, and we've tried to work a wee bit more on it this year, and I think probably all the games to date we have been attacking teams more, and it's working out for us more, you know. The results are coming our way.
Is that something you've specifically worked on in training, or has that just happened because maybe you trust yourselves a bit more on the field and the management trust you as well to make the right decision at the right time?
Yeah, probably we've worked on it a wee bit too, and probably the confidence from winning last year to winning the Ulster last year, and probably the confidence from staying up this year too. Probably the confidence we've worked on a wee bit too, you know, and we're getting results that way too, and we're still working on both parts of the game at the minute too, you know. So it's not just about forward play, we're still working on all aspects of our game at the minute.
Has that made this season more enjoyable as a Donegal footballer, the fact that you're putting up scores and playing in a what some would say is a more eye-pleasing style?
Probably it's not more enjoyable for us. We probably enjoyed every bit as last year just as much, you know. Probably maybe it's a bit easier on the fans watching it at the minute, but to us it's still about getting results, you know. It's not about enjoyment, you know, and probably we're just enjoying getting results at the minute more than anything else.
Has it taken some pressure off? Because I guess when you were being criticised last year for the style of play, it wasn't nice to hear, even though you were winning matches.
It wasn't nice to hear, but at the same time, you know, we weren't taking much notice of what they had to say to us. You know, we were just going to listen to what Jim and Rory had to tell us, and whatever they says, that was what we'd done, you know, and we were happy with what we were doing last year, you know, and probably we just missed out in the All-Ireland final by kicking ball last year, and you know, this year now, we had to go an extra step further, you know, against Cork, you know, and probably to play a lot better than we did last week against Kerry, if we're going to try and beat Cork, you know, and get the progress to the All-Ireland final.
How big a win was that, beating Kerry, a traditional power in Croke Park, when you were really up against it, especially in the last few minutes?
That was massive. Probably getting the draw against Kerry at the start, you know, we were delighted with the draw, you know. It was a big test for us, you know, to see where we really were playing Kerry in Croke Park. You don't really want any more bigger games than that. But suppose we were 6 points up at one stage, 10 minutes to go, we probably took a step back a bit, and you probably shouldn't do it against Kerry. You do it against Cork, they'll definitely punish us more. We were happy we held out for the one at the end.
Where do you think that step back came from? Was it nerves, or was it just Kerry getting back into it?
Probably maybe a wee bit in there. Probably Kerry, kind of goal to Kerry, got brought them back into it, and it lifted their tails a wee bit. And you're playing Kerry, you know, they're still playing one of the best footballers in Ireland, and they get a sniff at all, they are going to come back at you, you know.
It's Cork up next, and that will be an interesting kind of style of game too. Contrasting styles, if I can use that word again, between yourselves and Cork.
Yeah, definitely. They're very big, very physical. They're very athletic. And they're racking up big scores themselves, and they're not conceding too much, you know. So we know we're going to perform a lot better than we did against Kerry. We're going to beat Cork, you know, but it's a game we're looking forward to.